U248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Legislators are working out the text of a bill to raise the debt ceiling.
This is a win for the entire country.
That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has to say about the deal in principle to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avert a default. McCarthy says he expects the majority of House Republicans to support it. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries tells CBS's Face the Nation he expects Democrats will get behind it, too.
President Biden has delivered a result that avoids a catastrophic default.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen earlier warned the economy could crash by Monday, June 5th, if the debt ceiling isn't raised by then. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been reelected, the BBC's Orla Garin.
Turkey's longest-serving leader will now be heading into a third term in office. For his supporters, of course, that's a cause for celebration. For his critics, it's a cause for fear. It's a cause for concern about the state of the economy, which he is blamed for causing, for example, rampant inflation. And also there are concerns on the part of many here about a further erosion of freedoms, free speech and civil liberties. But tonight it looks like the night belongs to the ruling party and to their supporters and to Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
The Texas House voted to impeach Attorney General Ken Paxton. Now it's up to the state Senate, as Chris Fox reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has 10 days to schedule the Senate impeachment trial. Now suspended Attorney General Paxton, calling the House vote against him a politically motivated sham.
I look forward to a quick resolution in the Texas Senate, where I truly believe the process will be fair and just.
The next question is, can Paxton's wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, be an impartial juror in the trial? Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Indianapolis 500 roared to an exciting finish.
Team Penske at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And Joseph Newgarden finally wins the Indianapolis 500.
NBC with a call. Newgarden passed defending winner Marcus Ericsson in a one-lap sprint to the finish. She dived into the crowd to celebrate. Former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney blasted Republicans while delivering a commencement speech at Colorado College.
You may have noticed that men are pretty much running things these days, and it's not going all that well. You can change that.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Elevate your sleep with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Ultra soft, breathable, and durable Giza cotton ensures comfort. Enjoy a 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get 50% off Giza Dream Sheets starting at $29.98. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square, and use promo code SKY for amazing MyPillow offers. Call 1-800-635-1825 or visit MyPillow.com now using promo code SKY for fantastic deals.
Maytag month has got it going on. It's all you want with your savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag month is going on.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag month, happening all month long.
Maytag month is going on.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 47. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs around 84. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 53. Upper 80s, Tuesday and Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 82.
Ooh. Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music. As you just heard Bonnie Raitt give him something to talk about, she also gives away our theme for this week, talking. As we ponder the curious nature of singing about talking, we'll also listen to some great music on the way, some classic hits, and a hidden gem or three. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
It's I don't know, it's what you call, it's words escape me, oh, it's hang it all. It's the kiss that defies every dictionary. Tell you this though, whatever it is, it's very. So darling, say it's understood that when kiss this way, it's knock on wood, it's do it again, it's the heck with it anyhow. It's the cat's meow when it's too good to talk about now.
Thank you.
Cheap Trick, that crazy group of guys there with You're All Talk. And before that, we listened to Blossom Dearie with It's Too Good to Talk About Now. Up next, we have a singer that we have highlighted many times on this program. I love his style. I love his weird singing voice, and I love his jazzy melodies. Here is Tom Waits with an assist from Bette Midler, of all people, with I Never Talk to Strangers.
Bartender, I'd like a Manhattan, please.
Stop me if you've heard this one. I feel as though we've met before. Perhaps I am mistaken,
but it's just that I remind you of someone you used to care about. Oh, but that was long ago. Now tell me, do you really think I'd fall for that old line? I was not born just yesterday. Besides, I never talk to strangers in their way.
Well, I ain't a bad guy when you get to know me. I just thought there ain't no harm.
Hey, yeah, just try minding your own business, but annoy me with your sad, sad repartee. Besides, I never talk to strangers in your way. Your life's a danced on novel. This town is full of guys like you.
Yeah, cool. While you're drinking in this bar.
Well, only suckers fall in love with perfect strangers. It always takes one. To know one stranger.
Maybe we're just wiser now.
Chuckle.
And that was Mr. Ben Harper with the magnificently titled Please Don't Talk About Murder When I'm Eating from his album Both Sides of the Gun. Coming up here on Seth Faces the Music, we have one of my favorite bands from the 1980s. They had a couple of decent-sized hits, including one we're playing next, which is just them reciting the name of their band, which is always interesting. That's coming up here on WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
I'm tired of losing.
From their masterpiece album of Pet Sounds, that was the Beach Boys with Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. And before that, we opened with the band Talk Talk and their song Talk Talk. When they first formed in the early 1980s down in Athens, Georgia, REM were known for a couple of things. Their jangly guitars, which they never lost, but they were also known for their lead singer's really mealy mouth singing. Seriously, if you listen to any of their early stuff, man, you cannot understand a word coming out of Michael Stipe's mouth. Now, this song is a little bit better, and this is one of their early classics. From their debut album, Murmur, here's Talk About the Passion.
Talk about the passion. Not just talk to me. Gonna work out fine, darling. I'm begging you to come on, darling. Sit down and talk to me. I know we can work it out between us, darling. All we got to do is sit down and talk about it. Talk to me. Can't make it without you, darling. I need you by my side. Sit down and talk to me. Why don't you come on over, darling? Let's sit down and talk about it, baby. Sit down and talk to me. Well, well, well. Sit down and talk to me.
Nothing's wrong, girl. You're feeling so tough. Just one girl for me, and that ain't enough. Ha! I gotta love them all, babe, not just a few. Gotta love them all, girl, that's what I got to do. Oh, yeah. Talk about that. Walking by, turns me on when she gives me the eye. There goes another one, looking so fine. I won't be happy till I make her mine. I gotta love them all, not just a few. I gotta love them all, baby, that's what I got to do. Oh yeah, talk about girls.
Another great psychedelic band there. That was the Chocolate Watch Band with Let's Talk About Girls. And before that, the great Lou Rawls with Sit Down and Talk to Me. Stay with us here on Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Coming up next, we have a singer from the 80s who started out as an actor, got a little bit of fame on a soap opera, and then exploded as a pop singer. Wasn't given a lot of credit as an artist because he was one of those painfully handsome guys, but I have to say, he recorded a couple of really good tunes. That's coming up next on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted.
But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
So that you're never gonna bite me back. Ooh. started fading, even my mom. And the words get stuck on the tip of my tongue. Feeling cut off from everyone.
And that was the greatest band you've never heard of. It was Spoon with Do I Have to Talk You Into It from their album Hot Thoughts. And before that, we had Rick Springfield, Don't Talk to Strangers. Kind of stalkery and weird there, Rick. I think it's one of those songs that sounds more cheerful than it actually is. Before we get to the next song on this show of Seth Faces the Music, let me apologize to all the parents out there. I'm really sorry. I had to do this song. It just fits so well. And yes, it will be stuck in your head for days. Yes, your children will not stop singing it. But we got to do it. So here goes. From the movie soundtrack album with the original cast. From the film Encanto, here's... Well, you know.
What if you didn't understand what he saw?
Then you better figure it out, because it was coming for you.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But it was my wedding day.
It was our wedding day.
We were getting ready and there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
No clouds allowed in the sky.
Sorry, maybe that go wrong.
Bruno says it looks like rain.
Why did he tell us?
In doing so, he floods my brain.
I will like the umbrella.
Married in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
Hey, brutal living fear, Bruno stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. Associate him with the sound of falling sand. It's a heavy lift with the grip so humbling. Always left a bala in the family fumbling. Grappling with prophecies they couldn't understand. Do you understand?
Seven foot frame, rats along his back. When he calls your name, it all fades to black. Yeah, he sees your dreams and hisses on your screams. We don't talk.
Me, I grow a glass, and just like he said that all my hair would disappear. Now look at my hair.
Your fate is sealed when your prophecy is read.
He told me that the life of my dreams would be promised and someday be mine. He told me that my power would grow like the grapes that thrive on the vine.
Mariano's on his way.
He told me that the man of my dreams would be just out of reach. Betrothed to another. It's like I
Wrapping up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music, that was Oasis with Talk Tonight. Hour two is just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us as we get into more songs about talking and maybe some more talking from me as well. Stay with us.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.